We're talking with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities about the USDA's latest cattle on feed report. Tom, what did the report have to tell us?
Well, our report did not hold any huge surprises. The only thing that was a little different than what the trade was looking for, the placement's a little bit lower. Now, our December on feed came in at 95%. The trade was looking for 95.4%. Now, this equals 10.725 million head of cattle are on feed. Now, this is 8% below the three-year average, 7% below the five-year average. Texas is down 7% on their on-feed numbers, Kansas down 6%, and Nebraska down 4% compared to a year ago. Now, this is also the second smallest December on-feed since 1996, so it continues to confirm the number of cattle in the feed yards are tight. November placements today came in at 97%, lower than what the trade was looking for, which was 100.9%. This equals 1.882 million head of cattle that have been placed in the month of November in the feed yards. It's 5% lower than the three-year average and 4% lower than the five-year average. This is the second smallest placement over the past 9 years for the November time frame. Texas was down 13% on their placements, Kansas down 1%, and Nebraska was 2% higher on their placements versus a year ago. When you look at the weight breakdown of the placements, the under 600-pound category was down 10.7%, the 600 to 699-pound category, 13.3% larger, 700 to 799 category, down 6%, and the 800-plus category of placements down 6.2% versus a year ago. Now, the November marketings came in at 95%. The trade was looking for 94.6%. This means that we marketed 1.681 million head of cattle in the month of November, which is 5% below the three-year average. This is the fourth largest November marketing number of the past 4 years. This is also the lowest marketing number for the year 2013. Kansas was down 10% on their marketings, Texas down 2%, and Nebraska was unchanged versus a year ago. Now, there's no cold storage report today. It will be released at 2 o'clock come Monday. And keep in mind, we saw cash mostly a dollar lower this week. We was mostly a dollar lower the week before that. We've seen the futures market continue to hold mixed trade out there in the live cattle, while our feeder cattle continue to trade on a higher note. And our live cattle are still holding a large discount to our feeder cattle. When you look at March feeders compared to February live cattle versus a year ago, our March feeders are trading $12 higher than they were a year ago, while the February live cattle only 40 cents higher. I see very little change from the market come Monday due to this report. Keep in mind, next week we're going to have the Christmas fall in the middle of the week. It will disrupt the trading next week, so we probably will not see a real true reaction to anything.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities.